The Mary B. Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Crocker, and the recipe of the week from Mary Lee Taylor's Friendly Kitchen. Would you like to know about new, tempting ways to serve your family's favorite foods? Would you like new, easy recipes that will help you cut down on your food bill and serve even better food? Then send today for Mary Lee Taylor's booklet called Main Dishes, Salad, and Dessert. It's yours for the asking. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. I'll give that address again later, but right now it's Mary
Lee. This is Mary Lee Taylor. Happy as always to spend this half hour with you. Today, our young friend, Jim and Sally Carter, are faced with the familiar problem of finding a place to live. One way to find an apartment is to answer for rent ads. One way is to know somebody who knows somebody. But Sally Carter discovers another way. And you'll hear about it in just a minute.
Well, golly, Mary Lee, now I am on the fence.
Oh?
I don't know whether to say, please hurry on, tell me how Sally found an apartment, or
what, Phil King?
Or please hurry and tell me where's that pumpkin pie I've been hearing about for the past week.
The pie's right over there on the table, Dale. Just waiting to be admired.
Pretty smooth number. Blonde, beautiful.
And very popular.
Must be because it's made with Pet Milk. No fooling. With Pet Milk, you can make the smoothest, richest tasting pumpkin pie that ever came out of an oven.
With only one egg and no cream at all.
Well, I should hope not. All you need is Pet Milk. Whole milk that's double rich.
And the other simple, everyday ingredients you'll hear about later. Later, too, I'm going to tell you about a turkey dinner with all the trimmings that you can prepare for less than $1.50 a person.
Pretty good.
And I'm also going to tell you how you can cut that price just about in half.
Mary Lee Economy Taylor, they call her. And believe me, when you use Mary Lee Taylor's ideas, you can save money on your food bill and serve meals your family will love. Me cook you are. So don't miss the recipe of the week that Mary's story about Jim and Sally Carter.
Jim and Sally Carter have come to Capital City from Midland, the small town where Sally had always lived. The move was made because Jim had a new job, a job which he quit just after 1 week because...
I could see it was just a blind alley proposition, Sal. I never was cut out to be an architect anyhow. But this new proposition has a real future. All the big money's in selling.
Yes, and more money will be needed now because Sally is expecting a baby. But there is an even more immediate and pressing problem. Finding a place to live. For Jim and Sally are now staying in a hotel. And hotel living costs money, as Sally Carter is discovering.
Oh, I'm Mrs. Carter. Are you the hotel manager?
I'm the assistant manager. Could I help you?
Well, I don't know. This notice says to see the hotel manager.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, we're sorry to trouble you, Mrs. Carter, but it's about your hotel bill.
Oh. Well, my husband will take care of that. I'll speak to him when he comes in.
Well, I wish you would, Mrs. Carter, because it's customary to pay bills weekly here.
Well, yes, I know. Jim told me.
But, Mrs. Carter, your husband's bill hasn't been paid for 3 weeks.
Hiya, gorgeous. Happy 1 year and 1 month anniversary to the most beautiful wife in the world, namely you.
Oh, Jim, what? I'd actually forgotten. It is just 1 year and 1 month, isn't it?
Sure is. And an occasion, Mrs. Carter. I might almost say a double occasion. And in honor of this momentous day, one to be long remembered by our grandchildren.
Hey, wait till we get the children here.
Oh, that's already taken care of. I have brought you a present.
You what? Oh, but Jim, the money. I mean, right now, it costs so much to live here in a hotel.
Don't say another word. Just call me the capitalist of Capital City. It's payday, kitten.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then we don't have to go into our savings.
Well, it isn't exactly the mint, baby. But it shows we're not losing ground. And with luck, the next check will be twice as big, and the one after that...
Oh, Jim, I can't tell you how much better. This morning, we had a notice from the hotel.
Well, just you relax, sweetheart. The hotel bill is paid up to date. I took care of it on the way in.
Oh, Jim, I was sure you would, but darling, we've just got to find a cheaper place to live. Somewhere where I can cook, and we don't have to eat out so much.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty tired of restaurant cooking myself. Okay, sweetheart. Tomorrow morning, we'll go out together and overwhelm these tough landlords.
I've clipped a couple of ads from tonight's paper. We can start with...
Wait a minute. You have...
Gosh, so I haven't. Well, here, give it to me quick. Oh, Jim, a music box. It's perfect.
Listen, it plays a whole tune. Hear it? Sure, we're going in the right direction. It looks like a pretty crummy neighborhood.
Well, look again. Yes, 4522 Lowell. It ought to be in this block. The ad says it's in a remodeled house.
4522. Oh, this is it on the corner. Oh, say, Sal, we might as well pass this up. It's a dump.
I guess so. Gee, it's a big old house, isn't it?
Probably a very fashionable residence 50 years back. Right on the car line, too.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. Since we're here, let's go in just for fun.
Okay, if you won't waste a lot of time.
Go on, ring the bell.
I did. I don't think it's what we want, though. Now, if somebody doesn't answer in a minute, I...
Yeah?
There's an apartment for rent here?
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Carter. This is my husband.
Your name is Spud. Spud Hackett. Apartment's one side up and to your right. My old lady ain't here, but you can take a gander.
Sally, you don't want to climb that steep flight of stairs, do you? Oh, we want to get something on the first floor anyway.
Oh, let's look. I don't mind the stairs.
We got other prospects. But if you're interested, really interested, well, I might be persuaded to use my influence for a small consideration.
Well, we'll have a look first.
Okay. Door's open. If you want me, yell.
The little chiseler. Gosh, these are dirty stairs.
Oh, well, I guess it's pretty hard to keep an old house like this clean.
Sally, do you think you ought to be climbing these stairs?
Oh, why, of course. Say, I take such good care of this baby, it's going to be spoiled before it's born. Let's see. Well, this must be the one. The door's open. Golly.
Make that double.
Well, this is the living bedroom, I guess. Yes, here's an inner door there.
Oh, come on. We might as well get out of here.
Here's the kitchen. No linoleum. Oh. Golly, that's
scary. Oh, it's just steam in the pipe. I think there's some water running somewhere, though. Listen.
Oh, it's a drain leaking. Oh, there's a coffee can under the sink.
Yeah, and what a sink. Installed on the bias. Come on, Sally. We're wasting our time. Let's go.
I wonder what the rent is.
I don't want to know. I wouldn't live here if they paid me.
Well, do we just walk out? Shouldn't we say something to somebody?
Well, I'll yell. What's his name? Spud? We're leaving.
No sale, huh?
I think not, thank you. It isn't quite what we were looking for.
It ain't the rent.
Bud, tell me something. Why aren't you in that football game over on the playground?
Me? I got business to do. Gotta stay until I rent that apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry we're not taking it, Bud, but here's a dime for a good businessman.
Huh? Gee, thanks. Say, lady, I wish you were moving in here.
Bud, where are you?
Keep your shirt on. I'm coming.
That poor kid.
I don't know how you do it, honey. You even make a tough kid like that forget to be tough. Well, what's next on the list? And
another thing, whoever takes the apartment has to buy the furniture and the carpeting. Comes to about $1,000.
Afraid we're not interested.
Oh, we didn't understand. I don't think we could share so small an apartment with two businesswomen. It just wouldn't work out.
No, unfortunately, I haven't a 1949 car to exchange for the lease. I know what you folks are up against, and I wish I could let you have the place. But my brother-in-law wants it, and you know how that is. No, I couldn't possibly pay 2 years' rent in advance. Not at $135 a month, anyway. We've been looking for 3 weeks, and, well, there just isn't any place.
But there must be something in this big town.
Maybe your father was right. Maybe you should have stayed in Midland with your folks.
Jim Carter, don't you ever let me hear you say that again.
But let's be reasonable, Sally. We just can't go on this way. That hotel at $6 a day.
I know,
if we don't find anything this next week, I'm afraid you'll have to go back. Our Sunday gone. Still no apartment. Come on, let's grab a bus here and go on back to the hotel.
All right. Oh, here comes one now. That's a break. You know, I don't think my feet will ever be the same.
Well, if you didn't stop to tell your life history to everybody you meet, maybe it wouldn't take us so long everywhere.
I know, but somehow...
Well, here we are. Let's get on. I've got 2 dimes.
Back of the white line, lady. I am not allowed to start till you get back of the white line.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've been apartment hunting all day, and it's so discouraged.
Yeah, it's rough. My daughter has the same problem.
Where in the world are all the places to live?
Sally, honey, come on. There's a seat. Sit down, baby, and let the guy start his bus. I'll take that seat back there.
Oh, all right. Hey, driver.
Yeah?
How did your daughter find her apartment?
Oh, a friend of hers found one for her in their building.
Oh, that's no help. We haven't any friends here.
Say, come to think of it, there's a place in our building vacated this morning. 2 rooms, $15 a week. Tain't so hot, but it's a roof over your head.
$15 a week? Why, that would be wonderful. Where is it?
On Lowell. If you'd like to stop and take a look at it, I'll let you off at the corner. We go right by the door, practically.
Jim!
Sally, what's the matter?
Jim, this nice driver here knows of a place in his building for only $15 a week, just vacated today. Let's go look at it. He said we go right by there.
Oh, all right, but at that price, it's probably already rented. Thanks for the tip, fella.
That's all right. Just stay here by the door, and I'll let you know when we get there.
Jim, wait a minute. Isn't this the same corner we came to that old house?
Huh? Yeah, it's the same place.
The street name sounded familiar, but we've been to so many places.
Sally, do you really want to look at this place again?
Of course I do. Maybe it isn't the same apartment. And for $15 a week.
Okay, come on.
Yeah?
We were told you have an apartment just vacated. We'd like to look at it.
Yeah, tenant just left. Only stayed a few weeks. Well, this way up.
It's on the second floor, all right, Sally.
That's all right, dear. At least let's look at it.
To your right.
Uh-oh, that's it.
Here's your inner door. And the closet.
Uh-huh. It's a nice big living room, isn't it, Jim?
Well, it's big.
Catch and dry back here.
Mm-hmm. No linoleum?
Got a good floor. And a new refrigerator.
Must be all of 2 cubic feet.
And a new stove.
The sink looks a little lopsided.
Huh? Yeah. We bought that secondhand. Leaks a little, but it's fine if you keep a coffee can under the drain.
Where's the bathroom?
Down the hall and to your left.
No bathroom?
Sure, there's a bathroom. I said down the hall and to the left.
Well, great Caesar, how many people live here?
Just 12.
12 people in one bath?
Well, if you don't like it, don't waste my time. As them as does, I assure you.
But...
Jim, the living room does have a fireplace.
Well... $15 a week.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure I don't see anything for money. Do you want it or not?
Indeed we do. We love it. It's just that when we saw it the first time,
first time?
A whole lifetime ago. Landlords and landlords and landlords ago.
Hey, you a little bit touched?
More than you'll ever know. Look, you mean you'll rent this beautiful, superb apartment to us at a figure of 15 American dollars every 7 days without us paying to have the front porch rebuilt?
You're acting mighty queer. And I ain't sure I want any crazy people in my house.
Oh, we're very reliable, really. It's just that we're...
Say, Ma, there's a dame downstairs wants to look at the place. Oh, it's you. Hiya.
Hello, Spud. I'm glad to see you again.
Say, Maude is my friend. The lady that gave me the dime. She's all right.
Here's 2 weeks' rent, Mrs.
Hackett's the name. But I ain't sure.
You're okay, Ma. See?
Well, go tell the lady downstairs the place is took.
Thank you, Mrs. Hackett. And Bud. We'll move right in tonight. You go on down to the desk and check us out of the hotel, Jim. I'll finish this last suitcase. It won't take long.
Oh, here. You better let me close these other 2 bags, honey. How 2 people could collect so much stuff in just 5 weeks? Hello? What? Oh, it's for you, Sally. Long distance from Midland.
Long distance? Oh, gosh, I hope nothing's happened. Hello? Oh, hello, Mom. Gosh, it's good to hear your voice. Oh, no, we're both just fine. And, Mom, the most wonderful thing has happened. We found an apartment. Yes, we're moving in right away. We just can't wait to get out of this hotel. Oh, yes, Mother, in a fine old neighborhood.
Huh?
Yes, it's a beautiful old residence that's been remodeled into adorable small apartments.
What?
No, it's only 2 rooms, but... I won't have so much to take care of in a small place. The dearest little kitchen.
With a lighted sink.
With a new refrigerator. And it's very close to transportation.
Streetcar runs right through the living room.
And we know we're going to be very happy to be back in a place of our own, Mom. Don't you worry about a thing. No. No, I'll tell you when and where to send our furniture and things. No. Oh, no, Mom, it won't be necessary at all for you to come and help me. We're getting along fine.
Sal, you're really an angel.
Tell Dad and Peggy and Rich hello for us and tell them everything's grand.
Next week, we'll find out how Jim and Sally Carter are getting along in that new apartment, but right now, let's find out what's going on in Mary Lee Taylor's kitchen.
Come on in, Dale. There's always room for one more.
You know, Mary Lee, to look at you, anyone would think there's no place on earth you'd rather be than right here in this kitchen.
I guess it's because this kitchen seems like home, Dale, and the heart of any home is really the kitchen. Take Thanksgiving, for instance. When you look back, you remember Thanksgiving dinner, of course, with the whole family together. But most of all, you remember the kitchen, with the pies lined up on the table or on the windowsill, and the wonderful smell of the turkey when the oven door was opened.
Yeah, and the way Mom looked, all kind of flushed and happy and proud.
Mm-hmm. But we'll have to stop looking back now and look ahead. The Thanksgiving 1948.
Right you are, MLT. And how about that terrific turkey dinner you can cook up for just about a dollar and a half a person?
Well, we start with tomato juice cocktail.
Just a teaser.
Then roast turkey, done to a turn.
I can hardly wait. Any stuffing, any giblet gravy?
Stuffing and giblet gravy. The best you ever tasted.
And mashed potatoes?
Yes, and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, good.
And Jewel salad.
And how's that again?
Jewel salad.
Oh.
It's in the new recipe book, Dale. A combination of cream cheese and diced celery molded in lemon gelatin with a zippy seasoning of horseradish, then garnished with slices of jellied cranberry sauce.
Hey, that sounds okay. And for dessert, Mary Lee Taylor's pumpkin pie made with pet milk and steaming cups of coffee. Happy Thanksgiving.
And if it would make it a happier Thanksgiving to spend less, you could have roast chicken at a cost of about 86 cents a person, or you could have a roast pork dinner for about 77 cents a person. Of course, with the roast turkey, you'd have more meat left.
But don't expect to have any of that pumpkin pie left. A pumpkin pie made with pet milk disappears in a mighty big hurry. Because pet milk really does things for a pumpkin pie. Gives it that double-rich smoothness you can't get with any other form of milk. This Thanksgiving, better make your pumpkin pie the Mary Lee Taylor way with money-saving, double-rich pet milk. And better send today for Mary Lee's wonderful recipe book, Main Dishes, Salads, and Desserts, which is packed with new money-saving ideas for fall and winter meals. Where to send? Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now let's find out how to make that famous pumpkin pie of Mary Lee Taylor's.
All right, here we go. Start by mixing 3/4 cup brown sugar.
Mix 3/4 cup brown sugar. Oh, that's a swell way to start. What else?
1 tablespoon flour.
1 tablespoon flour. Okay, I've got that.
1/2 teaspoon salt.
1/2 teaspoon salt. Go ahead.
And 2 1/4 teaspoons pumpkin pie spice.
2 1/4 teaspoons pumpkin pie spice. Does that come all mixed, ready to use?
That's right. Now, the next thing to do is add 1 1/2 cups of pumpkin, cooked or canned.
1 1/2 cups pumpkin, cooked or canned. Now we're getting somewhere.
And 1 1/2 cups pet milk.
1 1/2 cups pet milk, the double rich milk that makes your pumpkin pie double good.
And 1 slightly beaten egg.
1 slightly beaten egg. Okay, go ahead.
And 2 tablespoons dark molasses.
2 tablespoons dark molasses. That sounds good. Let's see now. So I've got sugar, flour, salt, and pumpkin pie spice mixed together. Then add the pumpkin, pet milk, egg, and molasses.
And stir until smooth.
Stir until smooth. Sounds better all the time, Mary Lee.
Then pour that nice smooth mixture into a deep 9-inch pie pan lined with unbaked pastry.
Pour into deep 9-inch pie pan lined with unbaked pastry. Okay, then put into the oven, huh?
Yes, in a very hot oven, 450 degrees, and bake for 15 minutes.
Bake for 15 minutes in very hot oven, 450 degrees. It doesn't seem like 15 minutes would be long enough.
Oh, it isn't. After that first 15 minutes, you reduce the heat to slow, 325 degrees, and bake for 40 minutes longer or until firm.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this down. Bake for 15 minutes in a very hot oven. I have that. Then reduce the heat to slow, 325 degrees, and bake 40 minutes longer or until the pie is nice and firm. Okay?
And in place of the 2 1/4 teaspoons of prepared pumpkin pie spice called for in that recipe, you can use 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon ginger, and 1/4 teaspoon cloves.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and cloves. Okay, I'll make a mental note of that. And now, how about sweet potato pie, Mary Lee? I come from the South, you know, and I kind of...
Yes, I know. And to make sweet potato pie instead of chicken, you use the same amount of cooked or canned sweet potatoes or yams put through a sieve. Use only 1/2 cup of brown sugar, no molasses, and add 2 tablespoons melted butter or margarine.
Okay, that's simple enough.
And for squash pie, you follow the pumpkin pie recipe and substitute cooked or canned winter squash, thoroughly mashed, for the pumpkin.
But Mary Lee, you haven't told how to make the crust for that pumpkin pie.
Oh, but the recipe for unbaked pastry is in the book, Dale, Main Dishes, Salads, and Desserts. And I'm hoping everyone who hasn't a copy will send for one today.
And a good idea it is, too. Remember, the way to address your request is Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And the way to be sure of getting the finest possible milk for your family is to get Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Pet Milk, the milk that makes cooking more fun, makes coffee taste better, helps babies grow strong and sturdy, and makes your food dollars go further.
Oh, and by the way, the Pet Milk labels are worth something to you, too. You've probably seen the tiny Pet Milk charms many women are wearing on bracelets. And if you'll send me 1 Pet Milk label with your name and address and the word charm printed on the back of the label, I'll send one of these cute miniature Pet Milk cans to you.
And in just a minute, Mary Lee will be back with news about next week's show and today's recipe for happiness. But first, a quick reminder to tune in tonight to Pet Milk's big nighttime musical show, heard over most of these same NBC stations. You'll hear some of radio's outstanding singers, together with the Serenaders and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. So don't miss it. And be sure when you shop to look for the Pet Milk display in your favorite grocery store and help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders featured with this display. And now, here's Mary Lee Taylor again.
With a promise that next Saturday's story about Jim and Sally Carter is packed with surprises from the time Jim says,
"Sally, you'd better keep that door closed. Anyone could walk right into the apartment."
Until Sally says,
"Oh, Jim, I guess it all happened because I left the door open."
And next Saturday, too, we'll have a brand new recipe for dessert. And if you like chocolate, you'll surely want this recipe of the week.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
A person who lives for himself alone has not yet begun to live. And now, until next Saturday morning, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Pet Milk is the all-family, all-purpose milk that has been a favorite in millions of homes for more than 3 generations. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.